It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Over the past few days, we've been looking at how domestic violence impacts our community. We've talked about support for survivors and intervention and prevention for batterers. While the statistics are complicated, it's clear that some percentage of aggressors are female. So today we'll look at the issue of women who use force. Joining me now is Lisa Lawrence, founder and coordinator of the Renew program, which offers advocacy, support, and intervention to women who have used force in their relationships. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on.
So first, I want to clarify the language we're using here. During these interviews, men have been referred to as batterers, but this term women who use force has also emerged. Why that distinction?
The term batter is actually a gender-specific term that refers to coercively controlling tactics exhibited by men in intimate heterosexual relationships. That power and control dynamic that really defines domestic violence is often not a power and control dynamic that women are able to access. Because when women use force, they're typically doing so to gain short-term control of chaotic or abusive or battering situations rather than having the ability to truly and effectively coercively control their partner.
So let's talk about the intervention piece of your program. Is there a major difference between men and women when we talk about this kind of violence?
Renew is a parallel process of women healing from what they've been through while they're also taking accountability. So it's really a personal journey as they move beyond where they are now and look toward and explore what kind of future they want to have for themselves. The clear distinctions, typically, the research shows typically women are much more likely to take complete responsibility for what they've done, whereas typically men minimize and deny what they've done. Typically the men will identify themselves only as survivors, whereas women are unlikely to define themselves as survivors, strangely enough, but they do so because they see themselves as very strong and it's very important for them to believe in that sense of agency.
Now your organization also provides support and advocacy to these women. What kind of advocacy do they need?
Everything you can think of. Housing advocacy, transportation advocacy, help with their electrical bill, gaining access to a place of worship if they're not familiar with the area or they've been very isolated. Really, the full spectrum of advocacy.
Now, Lisa, some of our listeners might challenge this kind of advocacy and say it's a double standard.
Absolutely not. Anyone who's using violence in their relationships is potentially causing harm to themselves and other people and calling out in desperate need for help, male or female.
So why is that kind of advocacy important to recovery?
Because if we're asking and encouraging healing, but we're not providing an extended community support, we're setting people up for failure.
It sounds like women who use force, and this isn't to say the same isn't true for male batterers, but that it's a very complex situation. How do you move through those layers of complexity in a way that helps that person understand the roots of their actions?
It's really an individual journey, and we provide facilitation and guidance on that journey and support, and it's a journey that they take on themselves in a very courageous manner.
So what do you say to people who argue that violence is violence? It doesn't matter if a woman throws the blow or if a man throws the blow. And by even changing the language around it, you minimize the experience of the person on the other end of that violence.
In order to have effective, sustainable intervention, we need to understand the distinctions in motivation, intent, and impact of the individual using the violence. And I think that's out of respect for the individual using the violence and the individual who is harmed by the violence, male or female.
Lisa Lawrence is the founder and coordinator of the Renew program at Catholic Social Services of Washtenaw County. Lisa, thank you for your time.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
You can find other conversations in this series and a link to support resources on our website, michiganradio.org.